Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Kim Dorn, director of the Marion County Public Health Department, to discuss changes to the senior nutrition program.
A lot of people who receive these meals are expecting the same level of service that they've gotten accustomed to over the years, and they're probably concerned about the changes that the county is looking at making. What can you tell the potential clients, the potential users of the service, about what they'll receive and whether it will have a serious impact on the nutrition that they get?
I think that there is some major change in this proposal. Instead of right now, they can just walk into a center and fill out a piece of paper and put a little dab of money into the bucket if they want to and go eat. And that's just it. So it's really very loose, and there's not always a lot of follow-up on any concerns that one might have. So this proposal changes the entry into the program, where somebody calls us and says, I want to participate. We would go meet with them and talk with them about their needs and if they have other needs. Because if they can't afford food, or they can't prepare food for some reason, whether it be physical or mental or you know, who knows what reason. But if they have those problems dealing with those kinds of activities of daily living, then they probably have other things that they need help with. And so this program is being designed to more comprehensively help the people who have need.
You've drawn on your own experience working in Oskaloosa with the agencies there and using that basically as a model here. Do you think that will translate well to the service that you want to provide?
I think so. Before I was over here, and I came here in 1999, so I've been here a long time. But before that, I worked at Mahaska Hospital, and one of my responsibilities there was to take care of the meal delivery program that came from the hospital. And so it's been at least 25 years ago that I was there, and we went from a volunteer system to the system that we're looking at for this program, where we contract with COC, and COC delivers the meals through their supported employment program. So there's a COC participant and their job coach who will deliver the meals together. So they did it 25 years ago. When we started talking about this, I thought, you know what, let me check into that. And I called my person at COC and I said, hey, are you still doing that? And they said, oh yeah, we're still doing that. It's been great. It's worked very well. And so we continue to do it today. And so if it's worked for 25 years over there, I think it's probably not going to be a big leap for us to implement it here.
One of the changes, of course, is that you would not have to deal with a lot of the federal regulations that come along with the meals that you serve. This would simplify it in some ways, wouldn't it?
It would simplify it. The Older Americans Act has several things that are kind of contrary to what we're planning to do. You cannot send a bill under the Older Americans Act. You can't send a bill. It has to be a confidential contribution. So this program, as it's put together, it creates a sliding fee scale, and so people who don't have much means won't pay very much. People who have means will pay accordingly. So there will be people who don't pay hardly anything, and then there will be people who pay the full cost of the program.
I don't know if you were aware of the meeting that was held at the senior center shortly after all this was adopted. A lot of people there are looking for explanations and more details about this, and they plan on showing up at the next Board of Supervisors meeting en masse. What would you say to reassure them that this would not be a problem for them in the long run?
If you've eaten at the senior centers, at Knoxville Senior Center or Pleasantville Senior Center, my understanding is those are the majority of people who were there. If your senior boards will allow for meals to be dropped off there and you want your meals dropped off there, that will be able to be arranged. That's not outside of what we're willing to do. I don't see a lot of change there. The big change that I do see is that and I think this is what's got people really kind of rattled, is it eliminates the rents to those senior boards and those rent payments. And that would save us in the neighborhood of $28,000 a year, I think it is.
Thanks to Kim Dorn from the Marion County Public Health Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.